Days with Frog and Toad. Toad went to Frog's house. He found a note on the door. The note said, "Dear Toad, I am not at home. I went out. I want to be alone."
"Alone?" said Toad. "Frog has me for a friend. Why does he want to be alone?"
Toad went to the woods. Frog was not there. He went to the meadow. Frog was not there. Toad went down to the river. There was Frog. He was sitting on an island by himself.
"Poor Frog," said Toad. "He must be very sad. I will cheer him up."
Toad ran home. He made sandwiches. He made a pitcher of iced tea. Toad hurried back to the river.
"Frog," he shouted, "it's me. It's your best friend, Toad."
But Frog was too far away to hear. Frog sat on the island. He did not see or hear Toad. A turtle swam by. Toad climbed on the turtle's back.
"Turtle," said Toad, "carry me to the island. Frog is there. He wants to be alone."
"If Frog wants to be alone," said the turtle, "why don't you leave him alone?"
"Maybe you are right," said Toad.
The turtle swam to the island.
"Frog!" cried Toad. "I am sorry for all the dumb things I do. I am sorry for all the silly things I say. Please be my friend again."
Toad looked in the basket. The sandwiches were wet. The pitcher of iced tea was empty.
"Our lunch is spoiled," said Toad. "I made it for you, Frog, so that you would be happy."
"But Toad," said Frog, "I am happy. I'm very happy. This morning, when I woke up, I felt good because the sun was shining. I felt good because I was a frog. And I felt good because I have you for a friend. I wanted to be alone. I wanted to think about how fine everything is."
"Oh," said Toad, "I guess that is a very good reason for wanting to be alone."
"Now," said Frog, "I will be glad not to be alone. Let's eat lunch." Frog and Toad stayed on the island all afternoon. They ate wet sandwiches without iced tea. They were two close friends.